Om Shanti. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to you who are here in Harmony Hall, and also welcome to those who are watching around the world online. And my name is Yogesh, and I'm based in Turkey for Baba's service. And it's my great pleasure, my honor, to be putting questions to our big brother. A big, big welcome, please, to Brij Mohan Bhai. I think everyone knows him. He's our senior big brother who's been sustaining Baba's Yagya for many decades and continues to, as you see. And so the topic that we have been assigned for this session is about drama, loving the drama and its consequences. Now this word drama is one of the common words in the Brahmin vocabulary. We always say, well, let's see what's in the drama. It was drama. Drama is beneficial. So we're going to explore some questions connected to this idea of drama. And so firstly, Brij Mohan Bhai, why should we see life as a drama? You can see life as a game, life as a journey. Why Baba says life is a drama? How does it help us to see things as a drama?
Well, Om Shanti. Greetings to all of you. Welcome to Baba's home, your own home. And this is also a beautiful scene in the drama. You know, in the drama, there is a hall, there is a stage, there are people sitting, watching, and those people being watched. So really we are in this harmony hall, seeing the drama and also acting in the drama. And beautiful word, harmony. If there is harmony, you know, there will be harmonium and there will be music, beautiful music. How nice. So brother is asking that people call life as a, what did you say, journey?
It's a journey or a game.
A game, a journey, and we call it a drama. So you can obviously see the difference. A journey comes to an end. Okay. Drama is eternal. And game has win or lose. Drama means there will be so many sunrises and sunsets. So we are not at all affected, influenced at all by the wins and lose of the drama. Drama is always having both sides of the coin, and we are actors in the drama or we are watching the drama. So it is such a beautiful continuum that just as in harmonium there are all the seven keys, similarly in this drama there are all the colors of life. So that is why it is called drama. Drama is all encompassing. And if you say life is a struggle, for instance, it was not always and it won't always be. So drama is complete. It gives us exact and eternal meaning to our existence and our role in it.
So why should we love it? Why should we love the drama?
Well, if at all we have to love, we should love the drama. Because they always say in love, yours forever, although they never remain forever. But here, if you love drama, you are really forever. So love, if you want the love to be eternal forever, then drama is the only thing where you will be forever. Even God Shiva is not with you always, but drama is with you always.
One question.
They are laughing. Ask them whether they are, but far, they are laughing. Of course it is in the drama, but they are laughing about love, eternal or what?
Well, one question somebody raised with regard to how to love the drama. Somebody had some severe circumstances in which the son and the husband passed away, died. It's very difficult for this particular individual. And they ask, how can I love the drama when such a thing has happened and I am in dire circumstances? How can I love this?
Well, drama itself means that there will be meetings and departures. That is called drama. So the person has not understood the drama. That is why this question arises. Otherwise, you know, we are talking of love, for instance, forever. It means other things will come and go. As I said, there will be so many sunrises and sunsets. There will be so many springs and autumns, but drama will be there. So if you love drama, you love everything. Otherwise, you are selective about loving that those who give me comfort, those who give me happiness, I love. And the other side of love also is there, what we call hatred. And therefore, very thin line. Many people, you will say, they will intensely love something and then they will develop intense hatred also for the same thing. So therefore, as I normally say, that in the drama, you rise in love, you fall in love, you again rise in love, because when you are rising in love, you are enjoying the drama. When you fall in love, you feel the sorrow of having lost that rise of love. Again, one endeavors to rise in love, and this goes on and on. Both things are equally important in this world, you know. Unless there is separation, you will not know the value of meeting like that.
You mentioned this phrase, they have not understood the drama. I'm wondering if you can elaborate a bit on what does it mean to understand the
now
drama?
Now see, brother, you had said that particular individual, she lost her husband and she's feeling, asking how she should love drama. Supposing her husband had lost her then, there is a possibility, then he would also have similar feeling. Once one should know that all transient things have to end at some place. In the beginning we said some people take life as a journey. So in the journey, you are never always together. You enter the journey at some place and you depart from the journey at some place. So even if one takes it as a journey, then there should be no such feeling. A journey means that everybody has their own destination. people will enter the vehicle and leave the vehicle. So if one understands that also, one will love the drama. So drama is such a pillar. Actually, drama is our main stage where we play our role. If there were no drama, for instance, then what will happen? Supposing there were no drama, and you are a soul, I am a soul, we are all souls, we won't get the costume to act in the drama. So we will be only in our soul form. So we can neither have pleasure nor sorrow, nor we can act, nor we can have impressions or expressions. So we will be left in our seed form. For instance, in Paramdham, there can be no drama. So there we get, when we are there, like seeds only. And the seeds are bent to sprout. So when our time comes, then there is some propensity in us, go down and we get this body and we get into the act. How beautiful it is. You know, many people in this world, in the spiritual world, they have their aim that they should get into what is called moksha or such liberation that they are never born again. They say so. Not going into the detail, but supposing a person today is asked to leave body and person is sick, old aged, having so many problems, will the person choose to leave the body or choose to live longer? Ask anyone. Only theoretically we say, I want to leave the body forever and I will be in the liberation for. But practically, every person wants to live longer. So what does it show? There is a conflict in their thinking and in their real life. So here also, the same thing. So drama is actually, as every seed is meant to sprout into a plant, into a tree and give fruit, flowers, everything. And that is what it is meant for. And if there is no drama, there is no stage, we don't get the costumes, we don't get co-actors, we don't get the viewers, then what would be the life like? Even now, Baba tells us to be in silence, be in silence. Let us, both of us, be in silence for rest of the time of our dialogue. Then what will happen? They will feel uneasy. So they want to play in the drama like that.
Let's just look at challenges for a moment. And in terms of the current times, as we know, the part of Avyak Baba coming finished, the era of Dadis more or less is also finished. So what challenges do you see for us in these times that we're passing through as the Brahmin family?
Well, we can learn a lesson that our role will also be finished and we'll give value to it and do our acting more intensely. So, drama moves on. And we know what we mean by finished. The present role is finished. They are in advance party preparing for the next role in the drama. For us, actually. They have left this role so that they can prepare the stage and the actors for the next role. So the thing is finished. So we have also to be doing like that. The beauty is that in the worldly dramas, there is a short period. They act as actors artificially. They are told in advance, you have to be Alexander the Great or you have to be this and that. And they play their role. And they all the time know that it is all false and artificial, and really they are different people. But here, so nice that many actors, very famous actors in the world, they have a short span of life. They may be famous for a decade, let us say. Mm-hmm. And after that, people start looking for other actors, and they are ignored, and they feel very desperate. They reduce their payments to get job and get roles. But here, we are so lucky. Our 84 roles are already fixed, so we are ever employed, number one. See how nice it is. We don't have to seek jobs as actors. And then, it is also to be repeated. So we have nothing to worry that someone may say, oh, what is this? We know that this role we have repeated. There was a small hindrance or a sort of digging, and I had to cross it. I have to. And I say, oh, how can I cross this very difficult? I may fall in the ditch. But then I say, oh, drama. Last time also I jumped. So I get so much courage. There is no doubt, no suspicion. All things are eliminated. So how nice is the drama? So therefore, if we have to love anything, Baba says, love me. Why? Because I tell you about drama. If Baba was not there, we were in the drama. But we won't know. So we will be as ignorant about our next role or last role. So therefore, we love Baba. But then, what Baba reveals about drama is really very fantastic. And Baba says, we are such actors, we can even, like magicians, we can disappear also. I and you are sitting here. Right now we can go to the dining hall and see what is being prepared for all of us. Isn't it? So how nice. We can reappear. This is the thing. And you had said something about challenges.
Yeah, what challenges do you feel that, I come back to the question. What challenges do you feel that are new for us as compared to just a few years ago?
Well, the choice is to be a challenger or to think of challenges. A challenger is a champion who says, come on, anybody else, whosoever come. And he has such confidence and such understanding that hardly anybody comes forward to meet him, to face him. And if they come, he overpowers them. Some of them don't dare to even fight with the person. They say, we surrender. So let us be a challenger by understanding the beauty of the drama. It gives us so much power. It tells us, first of all, first confidence is, you have done it many times before. Innumerable times before. So how much confidence one gets? There may be a difficult, what you call challenge. Maybe a situation. Oh, it came, but it went. This is logically also true. That now is, say, 11:30. And it will be then, after 1 hour, it will be 12:30. This situation will be gone. So, nothing will stay. This is the beauty of the drama. And the joy of the drama is every situation changes. In good situations, one doesn't bother because the time is with flying feet, time is moving. But when some so-called adverse situation comes, we know it will go. So Baba says it will pass, and if you understand it will pass, you will pass. So why wait for the challenges and look for, after all, in any school or college, there are exams to give you what? To take you to the higher level. So we should enjoy. Actors are also many ordinary actors who just come to the stage and give tea and go back. Then there are hero actors also. So we will move from our present state to the next and to the next. So we have enough opportunity. So they say, never think of challenge, think of opportunity. Yes.
Okay, so we often use the idea of drama for the past. It's one of the three full stops. Baba says, put the full stop of the drama. But is it correct to say something like, let's see what's in the drama? Can we use the idea of drama for the future?
Definitely.
Or is that more a question of karma?
Because drama is continuous. It has a past, it has a present, it has a future. So we cannot isolate that I should think about the drama for the past only at a full stop. Full stop means I should not be influenced by the past happenings of the drama. Many people, they get influenced. Say a cricketer, for instance, he is on the crease and a bowler comes who had bowled him out in the last game. So if he gets influenced, oh, the same bowler has come, he will not be able to play naturally. So Baba says we are putting full stop normally to all our other transactions. When you take a taxi cab, that person says, please see that my meter is zero. You also say, because you do not want to pay for the previous passenger. When you go to get petrol, he also says, please see the meter is zero. And here also Baba says, you make the transaction and make your meter zero. So that there is no hangover of the previous. That is called putting a full stop. Otherwise, it doesn't mean that those things are isolated. If you have got some good, powerful experiences, you can keep those in mind. But if there are weakness, weak points, it is better to put a full stop to that. That also requires power and understanding of the drama. Now for future, people say that future is only a projection of the present. So I make my present good and future will naturally be good. Can we ask them to...
Yes, I have questions here.
Questions you have got many already.
And I'm going to start with the ones which are related to this topic. And if we have time, we'll look at the others which are not connected.
Not related to the topic also.
Yeah, there are some which are just random questions.
Nice, good.
I think because you're here, they want to take the chance to tap into your wisdom. So here is one question here. Somebody asks about this term, eternally predestined. The question is, what does it mean, eternally? How does it feel to be eternal? Is it being blissful? Is it being without boundaries? And an additional part is, does God choose His part?
Eternity gives us confidence, stability, and some meaning. If we know that whatever we make effort and acquire, it is no longer going to remain with me, it fritters away, then you don't have such a deep interest in anything. You know? Eternity means I am there forever. So whatever I acquire or I do not acquire is going to be my so-called destiny or future. We call it fortune. The past we say fate, destiny, future, fortune, depending upon what I am really, by the understanding of eternity, I give value to even small things, that I can get something.
Mm-hmm.
As Baba says, you get blessings into you. And beautifully Baba has said that even your statues in the copper age will be able to give blessings only to that extent to which you have earned blessing now. See how deep and how wide it is, meaning of eternity.
And the related question on that from this person, does God choose his part?
Does God choose his part? Well, drama means that nobody chooses their part. It happens as per drama. Many, many Muralis Baba has said in so many words, I come as per drama and I do not come as per the call of the worshippers or cries of the suffering people. Otherwise he would have taken mercy and come much earlier. Huh?
So he doesn't choose, it's just the drama.
He doesn't choose his part, he cannot choose our part. So drama is drama. It is for all, everyone.
Okay. Okay, I come to the next one. Are you okay with this? Enjoying? Yeah? Getting some depth of experience and understanding here. So somebody asks that the Brahmin family is part of the world drama, and Baba says everything goes through the four stages, and pure, semi-pure, impure, completely pure. So somebody asks whether our gyan is now in its expansion.
In its fourth stage, you mean to say? Huh? Well, the thing is, yes, the four stages are there, and after that there is a change over to the first stage, we know. After night there will be day, there will be sun. Okay. The fourth stage of this drama now is of those who are not in Gyan, because they are still going down, still going down. But for the Brahman family, the dawn has come. They are not in Kaljuga, they are in confluence age. So for them, it is the preparation for the first stage, coming out of the fourth stage.
Okay, and this is
and if you see someone feels that in Brahman family, oh, so many unrighteous things they are watching, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the answer to that is that Baba says, I am a washerman. Only dirty clothes go to the washerman for cleaning. And therefore, if one is frightened by seeing so much dirty water, they should think that those souls who have come from their fourth stage, they are being taken to their first stage. So there must be some cleansing process. And what they are watching is a washery and not the final clean product. For that, they have to go to the temples to see the statues.
All right. So I guess we can say we are at different stages in the cleansing process.
Yeah. And then also in Brahmins, Baba says, because I have to clean totally, so whatever is hidden or whatever is subtle types of dirt also comes out at this time. Just as when you go to a doctor, he gives you some medicine, so that all the other types of diseases also, they come out so that those can be treated.
Okay. All right.
So nothing to be worried or frightened, we should enjoy. This is called enjoying the drama.
And same person asks a second question connected to this context. And they say Baba's academy is serving the world and people need it. However, should we prepare to even give up seva in physical forms in some ways, as the time is coming close?
In fact, we should not do anything by our own thinking or thinking about the drama, about the situation in our own way. Things will naturally happen. When Baba says you will not be able to do physical seva, it will automatically happen. We will not be able to do. And Baba says that now we have to prepare more and more for mental seva right from now, because that time is coming soon when you will not be able to do physical seva. So we must be able to shift over. That's okay. The idea.
I'm wondering if I can ask just about yourself. I know the Purity magazine ran for many years, and I think just around the time of COVID, that also came to a close.
It was not due to COVID. I decided to stop it before COVID, because it had played its role enough.
Okay, just for that reason alone.
Because I thought it has served its purpose, and now I should devote time to something different.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and somebody else asks again about their personal situation. If your role in the drama is to be a carer for your Laukik family, and this prevents you from spending as much time as you want with Baba and Baba's service, and it makes you feel guilty neglecting either of those, then what should take priority?
Well, it is very simple that I am thinking about my role and assessing it as per my own sense of judgment. You see, I am a student. I have got teachers, I have got headmasters and seniors. So basically Baba says it matters the least whether you are in Laukik or you are in full-time godly service, or you have to devote more time to the Laukik or less. Godly service has nothing to do with your Laukik job or Laukik status or Laukik engagements. It is only a spiritual development, spiritual improvement of the self, which can be done under both situations. And I have found that sometimes people who are free, who do not have any other responsibility, Laukik or other, they also become lax and they are not able to use their time properly. And those who have got so many responsibilities, they are very, very careful about their time and they do better. And in my own case, I had studied law in 1953. Now, our law college had two types of students. Those who were day scholars, their parents paid for their fees and everything. Whole of the day they were in the law college. And there were those, they had an evening classes also for 2 hours only for those who were employed or otherwise they wanted to join. And the result of the evening students were always better.
Baba does say sometimes that those living outside of Madhuban are even better effort makers in some cases than those in Madhuban.
It depends. You see, we could not say better or good. People have got, as per drama, they have got different situations. But it does not mean that if you are in a so-called apparently favorable situation, you become a surrendered BK, you are really have that value for your time and value for everything, that you can be better than others. Opportunity is there, but they don't do it.
Yeah. In terms of, let's say, changing or shifting your drama circumstances, where does it start? Where does change start in terms of internally? How should we think in order to change the outside?
Well, in drama, favorable situations are also helpful, and unfavorable situations are also equally helpful. They make you stronger. favorable situations are likely to make you lax and go in comfort zone. So we have to see how we utilize our situation. The important thing is we should not start thinking that other person's situation is better than mine. So that is drama. That drama says everything is accurate. So I must say that my situation is most accurate for me. I should not think that if I am in your chair, I would be more comfortable. I will be asking questions only. Here I have to give answers. That's the idea.
All right. Somebody asked me to ask you one question about Brahma Baba. And the question was that when Mamma passed away, when she became avyakt, how did Baba handle that situation? It must have been a challenge. How did he handle that, and were you there at that time?
Well, even in the world, somebody's lady of the house passes away and they have children, and the father of the house, he plays the role of mother also. Similarly, this is Lokik. Here, of course, Brahma Baba is Brahma Baba, and Brahma Baba, right from the beginning, said, if we remember, even today Baba says, who is the mother? In the spiritual sense, who is the mother? Who was the mother? And who is the mother? It is Brahma. Sri Baba says, I am the father. It's a spiritual sort of adoption. In this world also, today also, the lady of the house is an adoption. She doesn't belong to that family. She is not a sister of the family. She comes from another family, even Lokik. So Baba says this system has started from spiritual. Sir, God without, even in today's Murli it is there, that Shiv Kumar and Shiv Kumari, you can never say Shiv Kumari. You can say Brahma Kumari. So which means to say that the mother through whom Shiv Baba adopts and gives all the knowledge is Brahma Baba. So Baba said in so many words that this Mateshwari, the mother, was kept because there were so many females there to take care of them as a guardian, as a keeper. So if she departs, there are many, 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 many others. The whole army of sisters is there. They could play their role. Of course, they were not, for some time, other children did not consider them as mother. But later on, they started called Janki Dadi, Dadi Ma, Prakashmani Dadi, Dadi Ma. Isn't it like that?
Okay. All right, so here's another personal question somebody asks.
Personal? That person? Personal. Yeah. Oh, fine. Achha. I thought...
We can find some for you as well if you wish.
Yes.
So somebody says there are challenges that seem to exceed your capacity. How to love the drama when circumstances seem bigger than myself?
Yes. Make yourself bigger than the circumstances is a simple answer. But for Baba is with you. Baba has never said, and every day Baba repeats, that children, I am your companion. I have come from Paramdham only to liberate you and take you away. Even Brahma Baba left the body to become subtle to your aid. So you have not even to think, you have not even to worry. If you have any worries, please give to me. So therefore, who says that I have to act according to my capacity, and that will not take you very far and you will be laboring. So it is here that you, in little time, with their what called aid, you can say blessings, and their vardhan, we can take inheritance for the next two yugas. So it is not right to think I am to do my effort. No, I have to take power and effort. Supposing you ask me to buy an aeroplane. Now Brij Mohan does not have enough money to buy an aeroplane. But supposing I am a manager of a corporate and the corporation gives me money to buy an aeroplane, I can. So similarly it is like that.
Okay, I wonder if I could ask you personally about this, that of course you've had decades of being with Baba, but is there any one situation like this where something came in front of you which seemed to be big, but with Baba's help it became small? Is there anything you can recall?
Well, I have never tried to use my own thing, because right from my birth, spiritual birth, Baba has been helping me million times over in all situations. So I knew that I am an instrument and Baba will get things done. So I just bent, that is why we say I have to be instrument, I have to be nimit, I have not to use my thing, this thing and all that. So I am a part of the big role of Baba's transformation, whatever. And wherever Baba sent me, I know there is a power behind. And Baba will get things done. I am on behalf of Baba only. You know, just as every country citizen have their own value. Today they say an American citizen really goes anywhere, they think he belongs to a rich country, like that. And if Sri Lanka or Bangladesh citizen goes to another country, even a governor goes, he is considered ordinary. So Baba is with us, so therefore it is Baba who gets things done. It is Baba's work. I am not doing anything for myself, because myself is no myself. I am a part of the Baba system. So nobody should try, otherwise you will only achieve little with hard work. That is why Baba says love or labor. So we have to give up the path of labor and get into love. So then you will love the drama also, because it will give you success.
So when a new service...
Thank you.
Okay, I was going to actually move on to the remaining questions, which are related first. So somebody asks that in this phase of turbulence, they use the word turbulence of the yajna, and they give an example that some BKs want to do their own thing, or they cannot, or do not want to follow some basic yajna principles or senior's advice. How to maintain the basic Srimad and Maryadas at the same time not wanting to hurt them so that they don't go even further away? And this is from somebody who's responsible for service in a country. So how to handle those situations?
Is that person here?
I don't know if they'll choose to identify themselves. I presume they are because they've asked the question.
In fact, it has become a little bookish. I was thinking that they will ask questions and everybody will enjoy the vibration of question and answer. But anyhow, the thing is, Baba has already told us in advance, and Dhamma also tells us in advance. Because Baba has told us the Dhamma, and we are actors in the Dhamma, we are told generally about the plot. Normally also, in a Dhamma, the actors are generally told about the whole plot, that whether it is a tragic story or a comic story or it is a historical or whatever. Then individual actors know about their own plot. So overall plot of the drama says that anyone who comes into Baba's fold or once becomes a BK, Brahma Kumara Kumari, itself is very fortunate, very lucky in comparison and contrast to all the rest of the souls, because their soul must come up to the end of silver age in Baba's this Brahman or Kshatriya Parivar. Number one. Number two, Baba also says the whole kingdoms are being established of the Sun dynasty as well as the Moon dynasty. There are very, very big kingdoms for long, long duration, half of the world cycle. And in that, there will be all types of roles. So therefore, if everyone who becomes a Brahmin and follows all Maryadas fully, then the population of the end of the silver age should be the same as that of the beginning of the golden age. But that is not so. It means they are also a part of our family. Now, forget the spiritual family. Even in a Laukic family today, there are some family norms still left. And there are people in the family who who are breaking those family norms also. And how that family treats those people? They do not throw them out. They say they are after part of us. They may be defaming them, bringing their name into shame among the neighbors, but still they are given the bare minimum for their subsistence because they are family members. So the question, the answer is there in the question. I have to maintain my maryadas. I have not to compromise my maryadas for the sake of appeasing or trying to lift them up. Because any good thing, if it mixes with a bad thing, bad is not becoming to good, but there is likelihood of good getting the influence of bad. So I should remain within my maryadas, and just as Baba takes mercy on us, takes pity on us, gives us pardon and all those things, we also should look at them with that sense and have good wishes for them and try to very softly, as Baba says, very weak clothes which are do not have powerful texture, they are washed by hand and not beaten by sticks. Similarly, you have to deal with them tenderly and continue with them, because this is a test of my own stage also. Not that I should, if that person was not there, I would have been a better BK. No, because these are our tests also. That whether without being influenced or without feeling any disturbance, am I able to carry along with them? You can see plenty of them anywhere in the yajna. So it's a test for us. In a family also, some child is deformed or something, they wear with it, carry it.
Yeah, so the family.
A family. Yeah. Baba says that your real test, drama is only the name, but who are the actors in the drama? For us, the actors in the drama are not worldly people, but this family. So here, how much we are able to act like a hero actor, or like a villain, or like whatever. So we have to see our role. Today also Baba has said in the Vardhan, the two roles that we have to play as elderly people, as ancestors, like that.
Yeah. Thank you. I think that's a great answer. So last one of this category, somebody asks that it seems the world is under the control or siege of the drama and not God. What are your thoughts?
No, this is only phraseology, how you phrase things out. Drama is not a being. Drama is not an entity. Drama does not have a soul. It is the name given to the role that we are playing, total of that. God has a soul, and God does change the drama after all, from one end to another, makes it replay. And we are also souls. We have a role to either, bring the things down or to take them up. We are the real instruments. God is also guide only. So we must appreciate that after all, what are the rules of the drama? We started with loving the drama. Okay? So the rules of the drama are love. But love, the meaning of love should be very clearly understood. We equate God with love. You see, God has many, many attributes, but we attribute love. Love is God, we say. We do not say contentment is God. So it is so high a thing. Now God is above, highest of the high. So God's love will take us also high. So if we have that pure love, love for love's sake, which love means giving. Outgoing urge to give. But when love turns into getting, I want to get something from someone, whatever it is, then we fall in love. And as long as I am thinking I am a soul, remembering Baba, I will rise in love. In today's Murli also, 6 times Baba has said that basic thing is that you treat yourself as soul and remember me. Without that you will not move forward, whereas there you will not come closer, and so many things. So, a whole day through, if I am, for as long as I am a soul remembering Baba, I am rising in love. And as I start thinking I am a body, I will start falling in love. If you think body, then you have bodily relations, bodily money, bodily love for things, anything. So that is physical, and that is heavy, and that is gross. And it gives you the idea of getting. So that is the thing. So Baba wants that we first go, reach that stage, and then he creates a world in which even taking of the body will not influence us to come down. And in Sangam we can try that easily. All of us have experience. So when we are in very good stage of yoga, we have super sensual experiences, we feel we are flying, body is insignificant, we don't feel the body at all. It has happened to all of us sometime. So we have to make it permanent. That is why Baba says, be angel, angelic state. So you come in my seat, I come in your seat, and we become angels. Okay.
All right. Somebody asks again about your own personal experience. What has been your number one or greatest effort in this Brahmin life that has yielded the most impactful transformation within you? And perhaps the effort was a simple one.
Well, each one has their own history, their own circumstances, their own situations, and there is not any single incident, because we come into Baba's family as per drama. Okay. And then, as per drama, we learn, because practice is very important. We may know the best of methods, but unless I put those into practice, I cannot act. Somebody may teach me cooking. Okay, I have never cooked. And then they teach me cooking, and I cut the vegetable, and then I start thinking, nobody taught me whether I should wash it with soap or with water. I will be stuck up. Isn't it? So practice makes us perfect.
All right.
Even if I tell some incident, it is not won't be of any help to anyone. So as per drama, I should keep it to myself. Huh? Huh.
Okay. So I'm going into the unrelated questions now. So basically, I won't read the whole thing, but somebody asks how to really get over or finish bad habits, like time-wasting habits or energy-wasting habits. What to do?
Well, the last Sunday's Murli, in the last Sunday's Murli, Baba has said that unless and until we finish, we burn and bury our old sanskaras, this problem will remain. Because sanskaras are deep-rooted habits. addictions. So you may come overcome them temporarily as per situation, as per place, but they will be inside. So at least they will keep on worrying you through your mind, even if you try to control them through your actions. So those must be burned, and for that Baba says we have to follow Srimad and rely on Baba to bury them. I cannot bury them because I am the creator of those. And burn them through the fire of yoga.
Fire of yoga.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Somebody asks again a very particular situation that...
In that I want to add, when Baba says, I am with you, the children for some time really think, oh, Baba is with me, I am going to leave this habit today. But then their confidence, their faith, their nishchay gets diluted. He said, no, how can Baba change my habits? I have to do. So one loses that connection. So this is very important, that I am Master Sarva Shaktivan. So this, we should, in this remembrance, I am Master Sarva Shaktivan, and this Almighty is with me. And I have to burn, but with His power.
I have to burn, but with His power, so that two together.
Yes.
Okay, great. Somebody asked,
let me add one more experience. The most important thing to control is waste thoughts. In this process, I have found, if we check that how much waste thoughts we have got, we start with a thought and we have the whole plan. Baba has given us so many scenes and situations of drama where we can take our mind. We have all the three worlds, we have the golden age, we have subtle vision, all that, whole drama. But we start and the waste thoughts will take you away from what you are supposed to train your mind from, moving to this, to that. So Baba says, our mind should be in a position to go to where I want it to go, remain there for as long I want it to remain, and bring it back. So this is the ideal situation. But normally you will find, with all good intentions, we start and there are some base thoughts of something which has nothing to do, of something that is to happen, that has happened, or just vain thoughts, they engulf our journey.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, the last question here, and then we may have time for some live questions.
Yes, yes.
Last question, somebody asks, there is a university student who wants to come to BK and become a Brahmin, but the mother of that person does not want that person to go to BK. What advice to give to that young person?
Well, in such situations, because the mother does not appreciate or realize the benefits of coming to this university, she thinks that he goes to that university that will help in the life. So in such cases, I have found it helps to be more obedient to the mother, to be more loyal to the mother, to be more caring for the mother, so that the mother feels that this child has changed in nature, and he is active, he does not sleep much, he does not waste his time, and he pays more attention to her. That will soften her. She will feel that, after all, how this change has come. In this world, universities are spoiling children. So then she will understand. Then he should say, this is what I have learned there, mother. You are doing the work, I will do it like that. Many cases this has helped.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we have about 10 minutes or so. Could we have a mic? Just there, there's a mic there. If anybody would like to come up and ask a question, please come up to the mic. Usually we're waiting for the first person to come, so consider the first person has come, and now who's going to be the second person? All right, thank you very much.
Can there be more white light in the room? White light?
More white light? White light.
Shanti. Sorry. Thank you, brother, for sharing your experiences, for all the questions. I would like to hear one very important or one close experience with Brahma Baba. But I don't want to listen to the experience that you've already shared about you and your family. Baba gave four different advices to four different family members. So, something new that I've not heard, I mean. Is that clear?
Sure, some...
इनका पहला हिस्सा तो मैंने समझा बाद में स्पीड तेज हो गई मैं समझ नहीं पाया
सॉरी कैन यू रिपीट स्लोली
सॉरी दैट्स अ वर्क पॉइंट फॉर मी आई शुड स्पीक स्लोली यू हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड ब्रह्मा बाबा गेव फोर डिफरेंट एडवाइसेस टू फोर डिफरेंट फैमिली मेंबर्स आई हैव हर्ड दैट एक्सपीरियंस सो अनदर एक्सपीरियंस फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा बाबा विच इज वेरी क्लोज टू योर हार्ट some experience that you had with Brahma Baba. Thank you.
They were supposed to raise their own questions. Still again asking me my experience of Brahma Baba. Well, the only thing we learn from hearing experiences that we learn nothing from hearing experience. It is just a joy, oh, this happened to this person. That is why I told you, raise your own questions which are you really feel in your life certain things. On the basis of that experience I can tell you. Because what sister has said, she may be knowing, but all of them may not even know. All of them may not be even knowing what was that four persons and four advices. If you had said, please repeat those four advices, that would have been easier for me. Do they all know about that?
I think it's maybe good if you can just share in brief those four advices.
Okay.
And then we'll have the sister with the next question.
Unka pehle poochh lete hain.
Okay, I'd like you to ask your question as well.
Yeah, regarding the topic for forgetting the past experiences, as of now we should start from zero. Regarding that, if I am in a project, if I do a project, I fail, I need to learn from the project and start, right? I should not forget the past. When I'm doing it, like, I should not forget the past. I should keep learning the new things and enhance on that, right? So how does that work?
You know, past has weaknesses and strengths. So you forget the weaknesses of the past and carry strengths of the past with you. Okay?
Yeah, very straight and simple. Thank you.
Earlier, yes.
Yeah, she wanted to ask.
Shanti, I would like to hear your experience and your thing, but my question is, and it's about the deep-rooted sanskar. I always had a fear when growing up in a Laukik family when I was not a BK, losing the Laukik parents, and fear came true one day. And now I do know that I have to live as a combined state and keeping Baba with me, but I still keep getting fear. What if Baba leaves my hand?
Okay. The parent never leaves the hand of the child. It is the naughty child who, by sightseeing or something, that slips away from the parent's hand. So be careful, that's all. Parent's hand will always be there. Okay? Very strong. But don't, as Baba said in the recent Murli, the reins of Shrimat should be kept tightly and you should not ignore, let them loose by side scenes. Okay? That the experience that sister is talking of is that first time when myself, my mother, father and my younger brother went to meet Baba. So after the class, Baba used to meet the newcomers in the adjoining room called chamber. And there we will be informally sitting around Baba, and then to each one, new one, Baba will just speak some words, which will become like Vardhan to them. So my father, first of all, my father requested Baba that he wants to leave his job, etc., and become full-time BK because he felt that by becoming full surrendered BK, he will be able to achieve more. So Baba told him that you have a family, and family people, persons who are head of the family, they cannot do like that because they have karmic account with the family and they have to sustain the family. Do both these things together. Also do your spiritual effort and remain in the family. To my mother, Baba said that although you have become nashto moha, you don't have attachments, still I want you to become completely nashto moha. So Baba said, we lived in Delhi, capital of India. There was a nearby place called Mathura, which is a pilgrim center where Krishna is supposed to have been born, but that is theory. So Baba said that your pati partner will open a Brahma Kumari center for you and you live there as a center teacher. And as a result, she left body at the age of 93. She remained there only. Although I got job, officer, this and that, she said, no, Baba has told me to remain here. And she was very happy to do service there and she got complete detachment. Myself, elder son, so Baba asked me what I was doing. I said I was studying law and also undergoing apprenticeship of chartered accountancy or what you call CPA. Baba said, child, you continue your studies. Complete your studies. Then my younger brother was college student, 12th standard, and Baba told him to give up his studies and become full-time Brahma Kumar. So all the four advices were different. In retrospect, my brother, younger brother left body after 3 years, and in those 3 years, he did a lot of godly service which was essential at that time, which means that Baba knew in advance that this person has short life, so he asked him to leave his studies. And Baba knew that I will have long life, I can complete my studies and still continue with godly service, so Baba asked me to complete my studies. These are the four different guidelines to four people.
Okay. I think a big thank you for that. One more? Okay.
Thank you, Vishmohan Bhai, for the explanation about drama. If I have understand very well, there's such a logic thing that the moment you are a soul and you incarnate on earth, then drama is there, it begins.
Yes.
Yeah, huh? So it's so logic. And then Baba is just teaching us how to deal with drama out of the pure way of the soul. Then we can deal with drama.
Please clarify for me.
Yeah, can you say it again in other words?
Because we are a soul, and at the time then we have to incarnate, we start our lives, then our drama is starting. And because we have to become impure with the time, Baba is teaching now us again to deal with drama out of a pure vision.
Yes.
Is that correct, what I have?
Yeah.
If I understood.
I have half understood.
She's asking, like, because, when we...
Yeah, because it's not... It's such a logical thing, and Baba help us to understand the eternal logical thing about life. Eternal life on earth. Is it... Or is it a wrong...
No. What is the question?
Yeah, if it's right what I'm thinking. So it's not... drama is now for me such a part of my life. Whether it's a challenge or not doesn't matter. I have to deal it. And now I can deal it with Baba's knowledge. And the purity of the soul.
इसका क्वेश्चन नहीं है भाई साहब, सिर्फ आपसे कन्फर्मेशन चाहती है कि जब हम निराकार आत्मा शरीर में आते हैं तो ड्रामा उसी समय शुरू हो जाता है, लेकिन अभी जो है बाबा ने हमें क्लियर लॉजिकल समझ दी है अभी ड्रामा के साथ कैसे चलना है, तो बस यही है साहब.
अच्छा,
तो कन्फर्मेशन चाहती
है. आंसर इज यस यस. Yes.
You know, brother, when you come in Gyan, you don't understand anything. You just follow, okay, drama, I have to learn about drama. Yeah. But at the time, you all think, oh my God, all those problems, I wish I don't have to be here. I wish the golden age is coming very soon.
Yes.
It doesn't come very soon. You know? And again and again. But now I understand it's a part of my life. I have to deal with that and I have to learn.
Yes.
Because I'm a soul.
Yes. Good.
Three yeses.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to wrap up. We'll make this the final comment or final question.
Om Shanti. Brother, I would like to ask one question, that how to delete all bad scars from our mind to become karmatic. How to delete all the bad scars of the past 63 years. I attended the class very late, so present mind.
Baba says, the more you practice bodiless state, the easier for you will be to burn your past wrong karmas and attain karmatith state. So we have to practice bodiless state more time, like remaining like angel. In that state, when we remember Baba, our past bad karmas will be burnt quickly and you will feel light. Okay? Achha.
Thank you.
I want now, they have asked me so many questions. I want to ask them one question.
All right.
Can you change your drama? Can you change your drama or not? Anyone who says they can change their drama role? And I will raise my hand to say, I can change my role in the drama. How? I am going to tell.
All right.
Okay. All are interested? Are you interested?
Yes.
To change your role in drama for the better?
Yes.
Good. So that is a very close secret which I keep in my pocket, but I thought I will empty my pocket today. Yeah. We cannot change our role in the drama up to now, because up to now we have played our role in the drama and it is pakka, fixed. No change can be made up to now. But for future, we can change our role in the drama. How? You know, Baba says that drama repeats identically, isn't it? Which means we cannot change our role in the drama because drama repeats identically. Okay. Baba could have kept this point of knowledge with him and not revealed to us if it had no purpose. So for every point of jnana, knowledge, there is a purpose. So why did Baba say that this drama repeats identically? Because this particular point enables you to change your role in the drama. How? Now, tomorrow morning, you have to come to Amrit Vela for yoga. And for some reason, you are feeling lazy. And you say, well, today I have to spend whole day activity. Let me lie down and do Amrit Vela in my bed. Okay, I will be awake. And you know that if you lie down in your bed, after some moments you will sleep. Suddenly, this point comes to your mind. Baba says, drama repeats identically. And if I do not go to the Amrit Vela class today, every cycle this thing will happen today, that I will be lazy, I will be feeling like lying down on bed and doing meditation. No, because if little effort I make and wake up and go to the class, I will be repeating it identically every 5,000 years, you would change your drama. Okay? So please note that this point of repetition of drama is helpful to us to change the drama if at the proper time we remember this and avoid laziness or committing some mistake, thinking that if I do now, it is not one time, it is going to happen cycle after cycle forever. Om Shanti.
Okay, thank you. Nice to end on a secret and a personal note. So I think we say Va Drama Va and Va Bhai Sahab Va as well.
Thank you.
Okay, we just end with a moment of meditation. Thank you and Om Shanti.
अपने साथ है, डरने की क्या बात है, ईश्वर अपने साथ है, डरने की क्या बात है, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, हाथ में उसके हाथ है, ईश्वर अपने साथ है, करने की क्या बात है, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, हाथ में उसके हाथ है, ईश्वर अपने साथ है, करने की क्या बात है। ज्यादा बोलो किसने पाया है, तेरा था जो तुझे मिला है, कोई तो छीन न पाया है। समय से पहले भाग्य से ज्यादा बोलो किसने पाया है, तेरा था जो तुझे मिला है, कोई तो छीन न पाया है। जीवन प्रभु सौगात है, फिर काहे फिकरात है, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, सदा सफलता साथ हमारे, हाथ में उसके।